Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates. And I think there's actually a lot of comebacks coming up.
Yep.
And we will be talking about some music videos we watched, including some we are going to talk some more about New Jeans, Minhyejin, Adore, because we may have finally come to a possible conclusion or like very close to the end of this chapter. We will talk about some LeSserafim because they got some cute new mascot characters. Twice. Yes, my fellow once. We will finally talk about Twice. I feel like it's been a while. We're going to talk about Time to Twice. We're going to talk about their 9th anniversary and also some stuff that happened at their fan meet. Some very saucy and very interesting stuff that happened at their fan meet. And let's see, we have, of course, some BTS and some Stray Kids to top us all off. So I think with that said, don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, notification bell, whatever you have to help support us. Don't forget to also listen to what Haley's about to say.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to DM us, please send us messages there.
Yes. I realized the last thing I forgot to say was, we're available on all platforms, which is my usual thing. But then I just brain farted.
Right, right.
Brain sharded. Okay, let's get started. So we got lucky enough to get some Mama LA tickets.
Wow.
Thanks to one of our K-pop, our good K-pop friends. He's very lucky in terms of ticketing currently right now.
He's so on a roll.
He's on a roll. He got some decent seats in the orchestra, so we're like, you know, fairly close. Not like front barricade and stuff.
But to be honest, I feel like we were just going for anything.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
I had no preference for this. It was just like, kind of like, this is the first Mama in LA. Like, it would be cool to just go. And then plus, we do like the groups that are attending the
US. You remember the groups?
It's Cat's Eye, Eyelet, Rise, To Us, and JYP.
Yes. JYP, the man himself.
I mean, the main reason why I wanted to go was JYP obviously. Yeah.
Well, my main reason was obviously, honestly, Eyelet. Because I get to finally see them in person.
Yes.
And I think overall, yeah, I mean, like, I guess a lot of us were expecting it, like, a lot of people were also expecting it not to, like, sell out. Maybe because didn't you tell me that people were kind of, I don't know, complaining or disappointed in this lineup?
Because, like, everyone was complaining and saying that Japan is getting the better lineup. Like,
well,
why don't we?
They kind of are.
They are, but the thing is, like, LA's venue is small, plus it's the first
tiny
one, and then they're, like, bringing these groups that are more, like, not so well-known, I would say, to, like, just kind of push them more in the U.S. I think it's good exposure for them, to be honest.
Oh, honestly, yeah, and it works in our favor, too, because, like, then, like, the crazy big group, like, like crazy fans.
Because I mean,
won't
like
be trying to like get tickets and like also kind of deter some scalpers who are not familiar with groups like this.
Yeah, exactly.
But like you said, it's a smaller venue, anyways. It's a tiny Dolby Theater, so that's located. That used to be the Kodak Theater, so that's like right smack dab in the middle of Hollywood.
Yes.
Man, parking and all that crazy shit with like the hobos and everything, that's gonna suck. But well, I mean, besides that, the event should be pretty fun for us because I attended an award show.
Yeah, the Billboard.
Billboard Women in Music. So, I mean, this will be my second one. This will be your first one kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it will be.
It's pretty different and it's like fun too in its own way. But overall, I'm just glad we got tickets. And the tickets, guess what? All those people saying like it was like weak and stuff. Guess what? It sold out like in an hour or less. Like literally all the tickets are just disappearing.
Because
our friend got lucky. He got in. He got her tickets. And then I just stayed on Haley's account while she was at work. And I was just watching the tickets disappear. And it just really disappeared. I really thought it wasn't going to sell out that quick. But man, it did. So,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of people looking forward to this event too. And like Haley said, aside from like the groups that are there, I mean, it's MAMA. And it's the first time they're ever here in LA, let alone like the US, right? So
yeah, because it's been 25 years or something.
I don't even know numbers for that.
I think I might be making something up, but I feel like it's been a long time they've had MAMA, and like this is the first one that they've ever had in the US, like outside of Asia.
So let's do well and behave ourselves
and bring a bigger venue next time.
Bring a lot of energy, good energy, good vibes, and yeah, make them want to come back to the U.S.
and show, bring bigger groups probably next time.
That's incorporated with everything I've been saying. Just like, you know, if they like everything they see and what they hear, then I mean, we might get fed a little bit more. So fingers crossed. Haley said, there's gonna be, this is the L.A. part day two and day three, because day one is L.A. Day two, day three is apparently Japan.
Yes. In Kyocera Dome, and they did release a third lineup for Japan. And I was really excited to see that G-Dragon is on there.
He's actually on it. Wow.
But the question is, does he actually know that he's going to be performing?
Here we go again. But is there more than just G-Dragon?
Yeah, so there's also Boy Next Door.
Of course.
I'm so sad that they're not going to L.A.
They love L.A. too.
They do. G-Idol, BB, and Plave.
Interesting. So, yeah, they've been adding some more. I mean, who knows? What if they start adding a couple more?
After ticket sales? We don't know.
Well, you know, it's Mnet, MAMA, right?
Or is right.
Yeah,
it is Mnet, because ZB1.
You know how that goes. anything can happen. It's a fair game, I guess, dropping artists even after.
Right. Possibly. Like, I'm kind of surprised that Stray Kids is not attending at all.
There's nothing. I mean, because it doesn't seem like they have anything crazy happening. Are they touring?
Yeah, they're touring, but I don't think in December they are. Oh, no, November.
This is November, yeah.
Yeah. I could be wrong. Never mind. They could be touring.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's move on. LA, while we're on the topic of our city, 17 will be having a pop-up here in LA. I think they've been having this pop-up in Asia as well, so it's kind of nice that LA is getting this.
Finally getting something.
Their pop-up is going to be from November 7th to 11th. This obviously runs through their two-day stop here in LA. I guess Haley said there's not much details yet.
There isn't. They just dropped a video reel on their Instagram, and with the dates, that was it. They didn't even say that it was a pop-up. I'm just assuming it is.
It's going to be. It has to be. It has to be a pop-up.
Or like a carrot zone or something. Like just for the fans.
Well, I mean, even if it is a zone or something, that's still technically pop-up. So yeah. I guess that works. And knowing them, they will probably stop by one of the days.
I feel like they will. Because they'll be here.
It always happens like that. I mean, like twice when they had the pop-up. Jenny obviously was the most recent one. But they usually stop by. Hopefully it'll be when fans and carrots are there. So that'd be pretty cool if you get lucky enough to run into the whole gang, basically, when they're there. I wonder if they'll probably split each other up or if they're going to go.
Should. There's too many.
They should, but who knows? They're crazy. Yeah. They might even visit multiple times. You never know. So that's it for all that stuff going on right now. Let's move on to comebacks. So do you want to start us off, Haley? Because I heard your smug ass,
G-Dragon, October 25th, supposedly. There's nothing.
It's just his name.
There's nothing.
We have nothing else.
There's no song. There's no concept or title.
I've checked multiple sites and like social media stuff. It just says G-Dragon.
All right, G-Dragon. I mean,
that's pretty gangster if it's just literally just going to be G-Dragon, though.
He has 2 days, like, for it to be the 25th in Korea. So we will see. I'm really excited if something actually drops.
He's performing
at MAMA. I mean, he could perform his old songs, too, but... I think he will.
Don't forget, Big Bang was supposed to perform at Coachella, then all this shit happened. It's just like...
MAMA will happen, though.
So. I know, that's true. But it's like, I feel like at this point, a lot of VIP are just like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Exactly.
Not only is G-Dragon going to be having something out October 25th, Jin will have his pre-release single called I'll Be There. As we all know, his music, his album is going to drop November 15th. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Happy, right?
Yeah.
And so I think at least we'll get a pre-release single to kind of tickle your appetizers.
I feel like they're doing that a lot now. Like the groups, they always have this pre-release music video before the actual
album. Yeah, it happens a lot. It's interesting.
But it wasn't like that before.
I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it being like that even just like in the recent like 3-4 mm-hmm. years. But it's cool though. I mean, it just means more content for fans, right?
Yes.
If anything. October 28th, we have The Boys' ninth mini album, Trigger. And then Baby Monster, October 29th. We'll have, it's the same thing that we talked about. Click Clack is going to be their music video that drops that time. But on November 1st is when the actual title track and their first full album called Drip, that's when it's going to actually release. So another pre-release kind of thing. October 30, Stacey, we brought this up last time, have kind of more details-ish. I think it's a digital single. And I don't know if it's ... or is it something like GPT. Like,
Chat GPT. Yeah.
But it might be ... I. I'm not even sure exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just like, we'll find out when that happens. On November 1st, like I mentioned already, we have, what was that? Oh, yeah, Baby Monster. So their first full album is going to be dropping. And the same day as Baby Monster on November 1st, Kepler, their sixth mini album called Tippy Tap. So that's actually a cute name. On November 4th, TXT, Fellamoa's seventh mini album called The Star Chapter, Sanctuary. And the same day, November 4th, also Minho, the man himself from SHINee, is going to actually have his first album called Callback. I guess the other one was just like a single. Yeah.
Okay, I was like, first album. We've seen him so many times.
Yeah, I know. And then he's been doing... He has a lot of side quests, I feel like, in general, too. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of... He's on a lot of shows and reality shows. And of course, he's still acting in dramas, just like what it dated back. He's been acting since, like, with IU, right? Mm-hmm. I think he told me. And let's see. Before we get too far ahead, last but not least, we'll leave it at November 6th, is Misamo. So, yes, the Twice's J-Line will be dropping their title track, New Look. And it's also their second mini album. Of course, we've had Misamo, was it last year? And it's this new album is going to be called Haughty Couture.
Wait,
or is it Haughty Couture?
But the thing is, like, what was that one that dropped? Was that just a pre-release?
Yeah, it was a pre-release. Okay. It was a pre-release.
Mm-hmm. The one talking about Twiggy?
Yes.
Okay.
It wasn't that, like... It didn't, like, stick with me that much.
I didn't really care for that song.
Yeah. It was, like, you know, weird. Like, I'm like, okay, that's nice. That's exactly how I felt. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Not good, but not bad.
I think he's...
Not bad, but not good.
Yeah, there you go. That's Jisoo right there. Okay, let's talk about some music videos that we caught. There's only a couple of them that dropped, but one of them was a very big surprise. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. Aespa Whiplash. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, it was different from their other songs.
It wasn't crazy. Like, it was like, it sounds like Aespa, but it didn't go as, like, hard, crazy hard as Aespa in terms of, like, the crazy, like, look at Savage. Like, you remember how Savage sounded like?
And Black Mamba.
Black Mamba wasn't too bad. I feel like Savage was the one It's just, like, that was kind of, like, especially, like, the background sound or the tune. For Whiplash, I really like it a lot. And I like the cons. Like, actually, this era is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, like Karina, I feel like she's always in the front kind of thing. And like, but this one, it feels like all three of the other members, like Winter looked
they
great.
They were like spotlight.
GZA was like super spotlight, like spotlit, because she looked fantastic. I might be a little bit biased because she has pink hair.
He's always like that.
And then Ning Ning obviously looks good, even though Haley says she kind of looks bald in some of them.
It's just because of the way that her hair is tied up.
But
it's really, like, tight, I guess.
Oh, but speaking about hair, my favorite hairstyle, like, man, Winter looks fantastic in one of her fits.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, trying, I'm like, I don't know why I was thinking of comebacks, but fits.
Mm-hmm.
So they look fantastic. If anything, this gave me a little bit more FOMO, like a little sprinkle of like, because we, you know, like we discussed before, we had no luck with retail tickets, and it's a bunch of scalper resales, and they're kind of ridiculous prices right now.
Yeah,
and yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, because like I know next, it's still far off, but next year is Le Sserafim and NewJeans for me.
It's like that FOMO will be out the window once NewJeans drops or like Le Sserafim, so you'll be like, Espa who?
Oh, we'll find out too. You're right. It's possible. Let's talk about. Oh, well, since you brought. We were talking about hype groups.
Mm-hmm.
Another hype group, the baby of the groups, like girl groups right now, Eyelid, dropped their music video called Cherish.
The song is really good. Actually, their whole album is very amazing.
Their album, like their music itself, is something that me and Haley like.
Yes.
And it's like cute and whimsical, but at the same time, catchy, right? Like, that's the best way I can describe it.
The music video for Cherish was interesting.
There's a lot of teeth.
I was like, wow, they're taking us to the dentist.
Basically, Iroha was in like a dentist chair and they were like fighting some teeth thing.
And they were
collecting
teeth.
Yeah, they were like getting teeth pulled out and like, grabbing teeth from the floor.
What that has to do with anything? They're cherishing their teeth, maybe?
I guess.
Was this a dental ad? I don't know. It was cute, though.
It was interesting. But yeah, like the whole album, like finally got to listen to all the tracks. I enjoyed all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll Like You is actually my favorite one. And I think that's even the name of the album. I'm guessing it's possibly the title track.
Because
it's the name of the album is I'll Like You.
Oh.
So I'm hoping it's that.
Not the title track?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't know anything anymore these days. I feel like everything ends up being a fucking title track. It's like whatever isn't made into a music video, that's the B-side. So it's like, I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because like groups have multiple title tracks these days too sometimes. Yeah. So I don't know. It's whatever it is, what it is. As Haley bumps her knee, are you okay?
Yes.
And hopefully the sound is still okay.
It's always fine.
Another song that we listened to and checked out music video-wise is 17. So I didn't even know they were going to have another drop.
Right. Yeah. I think this one was more of a B-side track and it's called Eyes on You.
I thought it was pretty catchy.
Right. Yeah. The song itself is really, really good. I feel like I like it more than their title track.
I feel like that's what happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely feels that way for ITZY. Throwing shade, maybe, but
the thing is, I saw that ITZY was going to be doing a music video for that one song that I said last week that I did like, Imaginary Friend.
So, but like, is like maybe is it one of those? Actually, no, I don't think, because the album is called Gold, right?
Yeah.
So the literal title track is called Gold.
Yeah. So I think it's for their B side.
So it's possibly B side. But yeah, back to 17. I like this song a lot, actually. It was way catchier than the DJ Khaled song to me. And music video was very interesting.
They're like, partying.
Yes, that's a fun part. The fun part is they're all having a great time partying. Can you imagine being an extra with one of those videos?
Mm-hmm.
I like those. Like, how do we apply? Like, when there's music videos where they're just partying with a bunch of people, like, you know, the extras and
sometimes
everything.
Sometimes they don't even know what they're applying for. And they'll like sign up and they'll be like oh, shoot, it's for a music video. Okay, cool.
Yeah, like, oh my God, it's 17. I'm just hanging out with them. It was kind of weird, though, because the other flip side of this, like, fun, like, good times music video was, like, some of them were, like, scratched up, beat up, bleeding, and for some reason, Scoops is holding Mingyu, who looks like he's, like, dying on the floor. So,
right, he was in, like, in a car accident.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was a fun song, though, and that's all I can say, because, I mean, 17 is 17. So, you know, for the most part, the song is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can move on, last but not least, to a song that literally after our podcast, like we, I think after we recorded the podcast.
Yes.
Or it might have been the day after. It doesn't matter. But literally we found out that Rosie and Bruno Mars, they announced that they're going to have a music video. And the music video was going to debut with their new song the next day. So it's like it was too late already by the time we wanted to, you know, like.
Yeah, it was kind of like a surprise out of nowhere.
It was, it, like I said, like we had only like one day warning. It's freaking crazy. That doesn't really happen too often, I feel like, in the K-pop world. Like, like something like this out of nowhere, like such a big collab too. This is Rosé from Blackpink, and this is Bruno Mars. Like, this is huge.
The Bruno Mars.
Yes. Yeah, so they dropped a song called APT, period, which is, I guess, short for
apartment.
Apartment, or and it's like apatu.
Apatu, which is like the Korean name for apartment, basically, but it's also a drinking game in Korea.
Apatu. Okay, yeah, go for it. Like, you could, I mean, most of the notes for this one look like they're yours.
Yeah, so basically, it's a drinking game, and Rosé has explained it, how to play it her Instagram. She made a reel.
Tutorial.
Yeah, like, she did a literal tutorial
to play the game.
Because after the song came out, everyone was kind of like, what the hell are they talking about?
This is catchy, but especially what the hell is an apatu?
We're not Korean, and we're not familiar with drinking games, let alone Korean drinking games. So basically, the concept of the game is you sing that apatu, and then someone calls out a number, like a random number, like you go around in a circle basically and everyone takes a turn. So if it's your turn, you say a number, so like five, and then like who, when you're singing that apatu, you're like stacking your hands like randomly, and so
it's from the bottom to the top,
yeah, and then you and stack
the number of times that the number is called, right?
No.
Right?
No,
I thought it's, what do you mean randomly? I thought it's like, so, like literally if you call six, like one person from the bottom, yeah, like, then two, then three, then four, then five, and then six. And whoever's six and on the top.
Yeah. I thought you were saying something else. So like, no, basically when they're singing the apatu, you're like all doing the hand movements. And then like when you stop singing, you just put your hands in the middle. And like everyone's stacked up one on top of the other. You're like, okay, all your hands are stacked up. And then the person before like the music stops, they call out the number.
So what I said is happens after like this part that you're talking
about.
Yeah,
so they're like five, and then like everyone puts their hands
in. It's like musical chairs, and then like you just put your hands all together, and then freaking.
And then so like the number you count from the bottom, you stack it, and then whoever lands on like the number that was called, and your hand is on top when that number is called five, then you take the shot.
You're drinking. Basically. You're drinking.
Yeah. So.
Or the best thing that we should have just, which what we told everyone, just watch this tutorial. It's probably way easier to understand watching it than us explaining it through word of mouth sometimes.
Exactly. Because like she gives like a visual tutorial as well. Like, so easier.
We apologize for the 2 minutes and 3 minutes that just confused everyone just now.
You confused.
Everyone just watch the thing. I mean, let's move on because there's more stuff about this collaboration.
Yeah, so the song itself is amazing. When we listened to it, it was really catchy already.
I like it a lot because
it sounds so good.
Not only is it just catchy, I feel like Rosie's like using her voice and vocals for this style of genre,
it matches it's
perfect for her voice. It's like rock and pop. So it's like high energy rock pop, and it matches like the type of voice I feel like she has. Like it's one of the types that definitely matches. I know she can fit a lot of other genres, but I feel like this is also her like comfort zone, and it matches really well. So it was a good pairing. Like, it was a nice, catchy, fun pop rock song.
Right, and Bruno Mars looked like he was having an amazing time. Honestly, she kissed him in the music video on the cheek.
When the hell does that ever happen? This is Rosé we're talking about, the girl that avoids talking and like gives like gross faces when she's talking to guys in general.
But it's Bruno Mars.
She's like Sana, supposed to be the most sus out of all of them. But man, Bruno Mars, she laid it on him.
Yes,
and I guess it makes more sense because he was spoiling it in an Instagram comment that he made to Rosé. He He was saying like something about like
he was like, remember that time you kissed me?
That was kind of weird. And then it was kind of like a spoiler before they even announced anything. Mm-hmm. And it makes more sense now after watching the video,
right?
Because he literally kissed him. Yeah, so but that was cool. On the cheek, right?
Yes, on the cheek. When the song came out, of course, netizens had something to say about it, and they were basically criticizing, saying that the song quality for a singer like Bruno Mars is too low. Like, they are not using him to his full potential. Like, she is not using him to his full potential. So, like, all this hate was going around, and, like, it was quickly, like, burned out, basically, because Rosé said that she actually sent 3 songs to Bruno Mars, fully expecting him to reject them. But when he asked, what is this song, Apartment? And she told him it was, like, a Korean drinking game, and he, like, listened to it, like, her, what is it called, preview of it, and he's, like, he immediately wanted to record it. So it was Bruno who actually chose Apartment, and he sang it because he wanted to, and he liked it. So with Bruno Mars as well, he has this kind of record where he doesn't collab with people and is really picky about the songs he will sing. So he will only do it if he likes it or thinks it's going to be successful.
And he said he put this on his own social media or something, right? Or like
it was in an interview.
An interview, okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so everyone should just shut up and just enjoy the song.
Yeah, so people did, and like obviously the song itself is going viral. It's crazy. Like every reel that I scroll past, it has that song on it, and it has like nothing to do with the drinking
it's like
game.
Every
it's just
other,
being used.
Literally every other post. Haley's right. For me too, it's like I just hear
It could be like cats or birds or something, but then that song will be like in the background. It's crazy. And people are doing like parodies of it and everything. So it's doing really, really well.
It still blows my mind. People are like still like acting that way. Like, oh, it's way above like his talent. Dude, like actually Bruno Mars has like had a lot of different things that he's done before. If you like listen to him that you wouldn't expect him to do. But of course, like Haley said, he picks and chooses now. Like, he's able to do that. Mm-hmm. So, of course, like, even if it's just, like, a fun, quirky song like this, if he likes it and it sounds good, why wouldn't he be in? Like, it makes no sense.
And I feel like
people are just, like, always nitpicking at things. It's so annoying these days. Ugh.
Bruno Mars and Rosé's, like, chemistry, you can really feel it.
I ship
through
them.
Through their music
I think
video.
A lot of people ship them. I don't mind.
Because they're cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like a cute, quirky couple that you never thought would be a couple kind of thing. So,
and
enjoying
it's cute
the song.
Because she's taller than him as well.
That's true. Bruno Mars is pretty short. I mean, he's Filipino, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was really, like, that was a really fun surprise, and I was enjoying that a lot. And if you're still enjoying this, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and also take a water or bathroom break. Mm-hmm. You're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, we give you a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, and Haley can tell you where you can check us out, and you can actually DM us and message us.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast.
Alrighty.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantries, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
And I think with that said, let's move on to much more things that we will talk about that is K-pop. Let us get this out of the way because Adore finally announced after holding some like meeting with shareholders that they are reappointing Minhee Jin as an inside director. So, I mean, it's set to start the beginning of November and it's been confirmed. So I think it's even like actually have like it has like a contract for like three years. So that's pretty interesting. I mean, honestly, like
she wanted CEO, but she got inside director instead.
Right.
Did she agree to it? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that's another good point. But it seems like she did. I mean, we haven't heard. And well, guess what? Because usually the news is we hear her saying she doesn't. That she didn't agree or whatever.
Right.
We never heard. It's been like a week almost, and we haven't heard her saying anything negative. Yes. I feel like it's happening. They're probably ironing out all the details and everything. But I mean, for all this shit that you know, she's like messed up on other levels for other reasons. But she's a damn good producer.
Yeah.
So as long as she's gonna produce more NewJeans music and we don't get the stupid drama, I'm sign me up. Because like honestly, let's just get NewJeans back on track because a lot of stuff was postponed for them because
of all of this. On forever.
But the fact was, the only big problem is it pushed a lot of stuff back because they were supposed to have a comeback at the end of this year that was held off because like indefinitely and all that. But guess what? It's changed from indefinitely to possibly early next year. So now, since I guess everything's kind of aligning up again and I guess hopefully getting better. We do have, I guess, like a good outlook for NewJeans. Like, fingers crossed. I mean, we never know until it actually happens.
Right.
But so that comeback that was scheduled for the end of this year will possibly be happening early next year, along with, they said, possibly a world tour. So sorry, Aespa. I'm going to be spending money on NewJeans if this is happening. So I think that helps. Having her like be an internal director because at least the members, even though they're brainwashed by her, like there's kind of some type of ease.
Right.
I feel like they've been really active still doing a lot of stuff
they've been
like
doing lives
videos
and, stuff.
And lives. Yeah. So, I mean, fingers crossed this all works out and sorts out, especially for next year.
Wasn't Minji even saying that she really liked the song by Rosé and Bruno Mars and taught the members the drinking game?
Yes, she did actually. Even though a lot of them cannot drink, she's just teaching them the general
like, for when they can drink legally.
Like maybe they're drinking soda or something, right? Juice. Yeah. So she's just you're right. She actually taught them because she, for some reason, she knows how to play the game. Minji, you have some explaining to do. Oh, you're right. You're right. She watched the tutorial.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just hope that was it. But yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. And that's a good point.
Because this drinking game has been around, obviously, like before this song, because Seventeen played it
on one of their like drinking shows. God, yeah. And it's like, I'm sure a lot of us were like, what the hell is going on?
Now we
kind of know what is going on. But yeah, that's cool, though. I forgot about that Minji thing. But yeah, that's pretty fun. Because I feel like, I think I heard or saw them like kind of singing it.
Yeah,
too.
It was on their live, I think.
So yeah, this like it's viral. Good job, Rosé and Bruno Mars. You did it. Let's talk about Le Sserafim next, since we're talking about HYBE. Le Sserafim has new little cute mascot characters. And they are, I guess, dubbed Fims Club.
Yes.
And they're actually very cute.
They are.
Here's the names. I will let some of you guess who is who.
It's kind of hard.
Sakuku. Kim Machi. Huerimong. That one's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But the rest makes more sense. Zuharong. And my favorite of them all, not because of the member, but literally because of the name and the character, Hong Pipi.
Hong Pee-pee is Hong, like a little chick.
Hong Pee-pee is Yunche, because Yunche Hong. And yeah, it's a little chick.
With ears.
Like, it looks like it has, like, teddy it looks like a teddy bear ears, but maybe they're, like,
space just, buns?
Yeah, maybe they're buns, but it's, like, a little cute, tiny chick named Hong Pee-pee. The name's so Pee-pee-pee-pee. And Zuharong is Kazuha, mm-hmm. obviously. It's, like, a little, like, it's like a dog wolf, right, or something? Like, a little cute wolf dog?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the interesting one was Hurimong for our girl Jennifer Yunjin.
It's a ghost.
It's a little cute ghost with a swirly hair, like Tommy Pickles or something. Or like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And Kimachi, guess who that is? Mm-hmm. Yes, Chaewon, Kim Chaewon, right? Mm-hmm. She's a cute little tiger, and apparently
she
this
looks angry.
Apparently, yes, this her character has anger issues, which is apparently
which is the same
kind
as
of matches her like cute anger
aggressive.
Issues, right? Like she gets like
cuteness.
She gets that little like yeah. like kind of thing going on, and then last but not least, Sakura Sakuku, mm-hmm. right? Yes. Sakuku. She looks like is she a cat?
I think it's a cat, but it because like Sakura games, so she has like those
it's
gaming
cat,
headphone
right.
ears,
yeah,
cat
the,
ears,
right, right.
So that's what her
earphones.
Character has.
But that's why I'm wondering, like, is it? It's
a
not.
Cat?
It's not connected to the ear, the headphones,
it
right?
It might be.
Because I'm like, if Sakuku takes the headphones off, and it's actually the cat headphones, and that would blow everyone's mind as if Sakuku was actually bald.
It's like when Chimmy takes off his hood.
Yeah,
he
that.
Just, his ears disappear,
like,
he's
what
bald.
The yeah, well, yeah. It'd be funnier this way. But mm-hmm. Overall, I love the characters. I hope they each were somehow like involved in creating them.
I think they were.
It paid off, though, because they're super cute and super like random. And it's like really, it's a really nice set like of characters. I feel like it's been a while since I saw one where it's like, not just all quirky, but it all kind of matches.
What about 17?
Oh, Potato Man, of course. I feel like we've been getting fed really nice and good characters lately. Mm-hmm. So it's just adding on to the train. So yeah, enjoying this this new one. I want a Hong Pee Pee plush or something for sure.
Pee Charm.
You could do space buns and maybe dress up as Hong Pee Pee when we see them.
Oh my God. In a yellow suit? No, thanks.
You could dye your hair blonde, maybe, or something?
No, I'd just wear a wig.
There you go. Let's see. Let's move on, because, yes, my fellow once, I'm finally talking about Twice again. I feel like it's been a while. They finally, as we all know, this is their 9th anniversary, and they had that awesome fan meet. The whole theme is, like, for this year is, like, baseball-themed and all that. I remember last year, I think it was, like, race car driving and stuff. Hmm. This year, yeah, it was was it race car driving or like, you know, like the outfits that you wear like for either racing or like when you're driving a motorcycle kind of thing. Either way, this one was cool because I love baseball tees. I like wearing them, even though I don't really watch much baseball. I'm a basketball person. Haley knows this, but I just love baseball tees in general, just like the design and everything. And they had like I think they had some they had like a little short like stuff going on. Regarding like the baseball stuff, I did not watch that part. Mm-hmm. I did watch their Time to Twice, but before we get on to Time to Twice, let's talk about the fan meet. So they had their fan meet again in Korea, of course, in Seoul. It was freaking awesome. A lot of stuff happened. The big key thing that like blew up on my feed, literally, like I think every other reel or picture or video I saw was this for that day when it happened. Sana and Nayeon kissed, although it was on accident.
Was it?
The lips touched. You know why?
Was it?
So Nayeon was coming in to pull up a kiss onto Sana. Sana was going for it because Sana usually is the one that like tries to kiss the members, and the members would back away. Mm-hmm. The thing is, Nayeon didn't back away, so I feel like Sana was probably expecting her to back up, but she just laid it on her.
Yeah.
It was funny as fuck. Because Momo was in the middle of it, and like she was like shook that it actually happened. And the funniest part of it to me was they were performing a song. They're in the middle of a song, and it's Nayeon's like, turn part. To sing. Yeah, it was her part. And then all that shit had just happened. They just kissed, but she had to sing her part. And then Jiho was like behind Sana and was pushing Nayeon. She's like, "You're supposed to sing, like, put, yeah. like, sing, sing."
She pushed like the mic to her mouth and was like sing.
Oh my god, it was funny. And then Sana was on the floor because yeah. she couldn't believe what was happening.
She like dropped to the floor as soon as their lips touched. Like, like she wasn't expecting it to happen. And
then Nayeon just like brushed it off because she had to sing. But like yeah. Nayeon was just like smiling. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Nayeon like 100% did on purpose to get Sana back for like all the times that Sana has been trying to kiss every member. Mm-hmm. And it finally happened. I knew it would happen. I was always thinking one day it's gonna happen, where like the lips will touch. And it was crazy that it was at the fan meet. There's like cameras and videos everywhere.
Did Han and them see that?
They had to.
There's only one day the fan meet.
I think it is.
Is it? Oh, okay. Because Stray Kids had like two days.
Actually, maybe it is two. We'll find out from Han. Mm. Han and MJR are really close, good twice friends that. He goes to the fan meets all the time because he knows how to sign up. Like, even though like he's not Korean, like he knows how to do all that shit. Mm. I'm gonna have to have him teach me for next year because I want to go to the 10th anniversary because you never know.
Right, but we don't know if that's the last one.
So yeah, that would be cool to like try to sign up. You have to sign up through obviously their fan club, which is JYP stuff. So it's like a limited period. Mm-hmm. Then from there, it's like all this crazy shit you have to get through and know what you're doing to sign up for the actual. Fan meet, mm-hmm. and it's like a raffle too, and you don't even like it's like pretty crazy, so you have to
pick your seats.
Yeah, you can't pick your seats, you know.
I mean, you can, but I think you can only buy for one person.
Yeah, and then like you it's like you can't really sell it. It's more like people trade the seats too when you're there. It's just like, and it's cool because like the members, you know, they do a lot of games and the usual stuff, mm-hmm. but also they like walk around the stadium.
Yeah.
So if you're lucky enough to get one of like the first rows or front rows, you'll be able to see them, which is mm-hmm. kind of mind blowing if you think about it. And overall, it's just like really cool. And I hope I can try to go next year. Like, so I'm kind of just throwing it out there in the universe, mm-hmm. hoping that it comes true. And I'm going to have to make sure I sign you up too.
Yeah. Cause you can only go
like one account with for like one accounts yeah.
or like a once membership.
One once membership mm-hmm. can only get you one ticket, mm-hmm. so you have to have multiple your ones. Own. Don't ask me any details because I don't know shit except for that. So mm-hmm. yeah, fingers crossed that we can get that sorted out. But yeah, it was just really nice to see like all the members there. It seems like everyone is still having a great time and all that. And shout out to Han because he was able to grab me one of the official Sana baseball jerseys. Mm-hmm. He's a real one. He's a homie right there. Shout yes. out to Han for that. Because I asked him to get it if he saw it. And he was able to get his Chewy. And he got my Sana. So there you go. Satsu. Let's move on to Time to Twice. Which is like Twice's Run BTS. Like yeah. their variety mm-hmm. show. Which has been airing forever.
Yeah.
Too. Right? So Time to Twice. This episode is very interesting. Because for the first time ever. Since Twice had ever since Twice has debuted, mm-hmm. they are being filmed in an open drinking broadcast, and it's at a pocha. So mm-hmm. This one is called Taerong Pocha, and pocha is like a Korean pub.
Yeah.
So it's just like drinking, eating, mm-hmm. snack, bar food kind yep. of thing. So it's that's right, because I mean like G-Idol, 17, BTS, we've seen them drinking.
Yeah.
Plenty of times, mm-hmm. but this is the first time Twice.
That's surprising.
In like 9 years mm-hmm. has been filmed together drinking and, you know, just hanging out and doing stuff. But of course, it's not a Time to Twice episode without some games.
Right.
So this was the catch in the first episode. That I think there's still going to be another episode that has to drop, but these are the first two episodes. Twice, half of them are a grocery team. So they're grocery shopping. It was Chewy, Che, Sana, Momo. And the rest of the other members is like they were the game team, so they're doing all these random games back at like the pocha mm-hmm. to earn money, and then the money gets deposited into the account
to
buy groceries mm-hmm. while the other four members are getting groceries. So I mean, it didn't look good at first, but I guess like they started doing better. Mm-hmm. And somehow they were able to get enough money. Like, it was down to the line. Like, the members that went grocery shopping grabbed a lot of random stuff. Uh-huh. A lot of them, I'm like, kind of are kind of questionable. Like, it just seemed like they're just grabbing what they were craving
but they
at the
knew
time.
What no, they were doing.
Yeah,
I think because they know the Korean dishes and what's in them.
Well, okay. So the thing is, okay, so they kept calling back and forth, like asking them, like, "Are you gonna win more games?" Because like we're checking out, and somehow they were able to barely make it. Mm-hmm. The funny part is when they got back with all the groceries, the team that was left over, like Jiho, Nayeon, Jonghyun, they're all they look kind of like upset.
Oh,
because they're like, "Where's the meat?" Like they didn't grab meat. they grabbed a bunch. They grabbed a bunch of snacks.
Uh-huh.
They grabbed a bunch of like. If you watch it, yeah, like during the grocery part, they're grabbing vegetables,
no meat,
snacks.
That should be number one.
A lot of snacks, a lot of different alcohol, and like ramyeon, like ramen. And when they got there, they're like, Gio's like, "Where's the meat?"
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Oh, we have this instead, like these snacks." And Sana grabbed Tunghu because she was freaking just craving it. And just like all this shit. And you could tell the face that Jonghyun and Gio were giving them. They're like, "Fuck, why did we send these guys? Like, we should have had one of us go with them to make sure." And yeah, so the next episode, like, I thought they would get into it more, but no, like, they're already cooking. So they started cooking all the different things they got. And I think I think the staff kind of helped. And like, even later on, the staff gave them some meat, like bulgogi and stuff. But yeah, so they began with the episode with some of the members actually cooking, like Chewy, Momo, Jonghyun, Chaeyoung. We're cooking. Nayeon was cooking too. But like, I thought initially she was just like helping out because Nayeon is not known for cooking because Momo usually cooks for Nayeon because they live together. And Momo is like the freaking like housewife for, for Nayeon basically because Nayeon cannot do anything. Like she needs someone to survive.
She's dependent.
Very dependent. Like she cannot live without someone else taking care of her. But the staff actually said they were surprised because Nayeon was actually cooking and she did a good job. I think her and like Chewy, they were making like potato pancakes and like Momo's really good at cooking and she was like making the eggs and they were making and rolling gimbap. So it looked really good. The rest of the members were kind of setting up tables and doing all that stuff. They made gimbap. They made that ramyeon, of course. They made something that looked like spaghetti, but I guess it was called whelk noodles. But I don't know what the hell whelk noodles are, so I'm just going to call it gochujang spaghetti. There was like potato pancakes. There was spam and cheese. There's tanghulu, of course, because of courtesy of Sana. Strawberries, because they grabbed some fruits. And I'm pretty sure Chaeyoung grabs strawberries, because that's her thing, strawberries. And a lot of alcohol. We got highballs, like whiskey highballs, beer, sparkling wine, and soju. So, yeah, the next part of the episode was just like them actually eating, drinking, hanging out. Mina, she's a lightweight. Like she
maybe she doesn't drink that much.
I don't think she does, but it's funny because like all the members are like calling her out. They're like, "Mina, you're quiet. Mina, are you tired? Like, oh, you look sleepy." And she's just replying back like she's like tired. So I mean, there's like so many different types of like people when they get
drunk.
Affected by alcohol. Yeah, there's like the talkative, the crazy ones, the energetic ones,
the angry ones,
the angry ones. There's and then the flip side, there's the people who get tired, sleepy, like. Like, it just, like, drains them.
Yeah.
So, Mina is one of them. She looked like she was, like, out of it the rest of the episode, which is kind of funny. So, she was, like, really, she got tipsy really quick. And it was interesting. They started talking a lot about, like, you know, themselves, especially because they're, like, you know, kind of getting drunk. Like, they were, like, taking shots and shots. And, like, Gio was, like, they were saying, like, how Gio becomes, like, wild and crazy. Like, she's, like, at like, the club and stuff. Usually when she gets drunk, she gets like crazy.
Wild.
Sana was, it was interesting because Gio was like, "Oh, we're going to see each other. Like how, like once is going to see us for the first time, how we are when we're drunk." And then Sana said she was actually worried. She was kind of hesitant because she doesn't want to get too drunk because in front of once, because she wants to keep like that side of her, like, you know, because like they're always like in the public eye. It's kind of something for herself or like her, you know, personal life and her like close family and friends probably. So she was kind of worried about it, but because Jiho is an enabler along with Nayeon, so they kept drinking. So she, like that went out the door really quick. And they played a couple of random quizzes and games too. One of them was the JYP quiz.
Oh boy.
It was very interesting because literally it was about JYP. So they gave Dubu or Dahyun, they gave her a paper and like she had to ask different questions and see who would answer and get it right. It was just another Time to Twice episode of, especially now they're drunk. Gio is going to be yelling. Nayeon's yelling, like trying to answer these questions. They were also given bulgogi at this time, mm-hmm. just for free. Mm-hmm. So that's, like I said, there's more food that came along. Mina got the first one right. It was the first question was, what's the full address of JYP? Huh. I don't know if it's hit the company or
the company.
I think it was the company building. Mm-hmm. And everyone was getting it like kind of incorrect. And then Mina came in, even though she was just like quiet. All of a sudden, she's like, Mina. And she gave the right answer. Everyone's just like laughing because she's like, she's basically like half asleep mm-hmm. at this point. Second question, they asked for JYP's debut song. Mm-hmm. That one, I don't remember the name, but that was Chaos. So if you want to watch it, that one was the one where it's just like everything was going yelling. Crazy. Everyone's just yelling. Third question was very interesting. The third question was, how many members total are in these JYP groups? Stray Kids, NMIX, ITZY, X-Denary Heroes. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because like as soon as they asked that question, I stopped and I counted mm-hmm. each like for each group. And for the girls, Haley saw this because she was watching this with me. They're just yelling random numbers. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
28, 27,
like, Momo
31.
Said 41. I was like, 41?
What the frick? How many members?
Like, this isn't like 17. What the hell are they thinking? I did the math. It was 25. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Chewy was like really quiet. And she was like doing, you could tell she's like doing the math by herself. And she's like, Dewey, 25. And she got it right. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I knew how many members for each one. So that was pretty interesting. And after that, Momo and Mina were drowsy as fuck. Mm-hmm. And Momo said she wanted to go to the bathroom. But Gio got worried because whenever one of the members goes to the bathroom, quote unquote, during like when they're going out together, it's usually them leaving and ditching everyone.
Oh, peace.
So they're like, someone go with her to the bathroom. And then Momo said she wouldn't leave, but we don't know yet because the new episode isn't out. But overall, it was just super fun. They even like talked about Tsui and like how she had like how she felt during like her solo and everything. Then like she was being honest about like how it felt. She was super excited. It was a really good. This is a good series. I feel like a lot of ones will enjoy this and they should check it out. And with that said, I think you should also take a water break, maybe a drinking break, huh? Grab some snacks too if you want. And don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and follow this podcast, the Permission to Stand podcast. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And if you want to send us a message, please DM us on there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Time for BTS. What do you have?
I have a small amount of news for each of the groups.
Of course.
Jin has dropped his concept photos for his new upcoming album, Happy. And I don't know why, but I was laughing at these photos because he's wearing a blonde wig.
Like long, like middle length, wavy. It's like wavy or curly?
Yeah, wavy.
Wavy. Okay, wavy blonde wig.
I don't know why, but it just reminded me of Blink-182's Tom DeLonge's wig.
That is definitely not the same kind of wig.
It's not, but then that was the feels I was getting because I was like, this doesn't even look like it's his real hair. Obviously, it's not, but it looks like a wig,
you're talking about Tom DeLonge from First Date, the music video, right? When he had like the mustache and he was Boomer.
But I was like, why does it look like an actual wig?
So
but
that's anyway. Actually, I guess you're right, though. I mean, it's kind of like that.
And then he was wearing a robe and like PJs and has like a pillow and
stuff.
I feel
like PJs are his thing.
They really are his thing because like when he does lives and everything, he's always wearing his PJs.
The thing is, these concept photos were actually funnier to me because literally the album is called Happy, yet he looks so serious and sad. Yeah, it looks sad and serious. I was like, what the fuck? Isn't this album called Happy?
And then the concept for these photos was Happy Concept. They didn't look happy at all.
This is perfect. It's like the dead. He is dead inside. Era. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
That's pretty funny. That made me happy because it was funny as fuck.
Also, we haven't watched any of the newest Runjin episodes.
Yeah, it's been a while. I know he had like a tug of war thing going on in the beach and he was like dressed in like, I don't know, was that like, what kind of outfit was that? Like police garb or like,
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of outfit.
Been able to check those out yet, but we will eventually.
There's one recent one that I want to check out even before that tug of war thing.
Okay.
I just saw like clips of it on my feed. It's I mean, perfect because it's Halloween. That's probably why they dropped it. Yeah, you're right. And then it's, I guess, should be Run Jin, right? So we didn't watch it yet, but I saw clips of Jin going through, you know, one of those like haunted horror mazes with like jump scares and shit.
Oh my.
And it's funny as fuck because like he's like terrified.
Yeah.
He's like, like he's really scared. Like, I can't even mimic it. So he's like terrified and he starts cussing too. He doesn't give a fuck anymore. He's just like, I think he was cussing at one of the producers or whatever, one of the managers. He's like, what the fuck? Like, it was, his mouth is blurred out. The whole thing is blurred out. So I think we need to check this out for sure for Halloween.
His episodes are always really funny because he's just funny.
Because he doesn't care. He's just being himself. And it's just, there you go. Yeah, it's Jin. So I'm looking forward to checking that out.
And for Stray Kids, so right now they are in Australia and they just had their Melbourne concert last weekend.
Ooh.
And actually one of our listeners did message us and told us that she was going and this was her first Stray Kids concert.
Oh, you know what happens when you watch Stray Kids for the first time? You get addicted.
Yeah, you do get addicted.
Like, because of the energy. I feel like the energy that they have, it's just like once you're done. I remember Haley had really bad post-concert depression.
I did.
For the first
time. And tour I was going to see them like 2 days later, and I still had post-concert depression.
The PCD was real. But yeah, because it's just so much fun and energy, right? Like, it's like if I had to gauge like the energy level in terms of like all the concerts we've been to, I think they're probably the number highest, one.
Yeah.
It's just so much high energy octane thing. Plus, like, especially if they're performing in Melbourne or in the US, a lot of the members are speaking English because they've been practicing.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good. And I know we have Bang Chan and Felix. It's like cheating because they're Australian, right?
Right.
So not only that, they're home. So I'm sure they had a lot of family and friends there. But I mean,
especially like, when they go to Sydney next week or this coming weekend.
Oh.
Their actual hometown.
Okay, that's cool. So yeah, they're going to be going to Sydney. I'm sure they'll see more family and friends. But like, Hyunjin's been working on his English. Seungmin is basically fluent.
Yeah, but he says he's not. But
this man's a freaking liar. He's too humble sometimes. I feel like everyone else is like getting better.
Yes, they try very hard. I feel like
Lino doesn't give a shit.
Lino is still not good at all.
But he's good at Japanese, so that's fine.
He is good at Japanese.
But so yeah, I mean, overall, I hope she had a good time, right?
And I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure she did. It's fantastic. It's so much fun. Like, I just want to even take some of our other friends that are not, like, even, like, stays.
Right. Because, like,
the energy and, like, I feel like the production itself, like, I don't know. Melbourne looked like it was outdoor, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, like a stadium. Like, for, like, the indoor concert venues, it's, like, another level for Stray Kids, though. Like, because, like, they have so much different things going on.
Hanging from the ceiling
and stuff. It's freaking wild. It's, like, a really big, crazy production. And live band.
Yes.
Love the live bands when we watch all these K-pop concerts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm starting, like, talking about this makes me have a little bit of FOMO. And, like, I kind of miss them, too. Like,
next year.
Like, the thrill, the rush that you get from going to a concert is really fun.
So, they also did an interview with Project Australia. And what was, like, interesting.
But what is Project Australia, first of all?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's just
an interview. It's called Project Australia. Is it like just a channel
or something?
Yeah, I think so. So the interviewer, she was cool, though. Like, I like the way that she was, like, asking the questions and everything. So, like, the first thing that she said to them, she's like, how about for, like, when you guys are in Australia, you should dub your guy's name as Straya Kids instead. Because, you know, like, Australia, we call, Straya. Like, Straya.
Australia?
Straya Kids. Straya. So that was, like, really cool.
What did they say?
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah. Like, I really like that kind of thing. And then Felix also revealed, because, like, we did know that he was scouted, but we didn't know how or where.
That was pretty wild. wild.
He came out and said he was actually scouted on Facebook.
So are you telling me JYP, or at least like people under him, are creeping around Facebook for these teenagers and trying to scout?
He was in a dance academy at the time already. But yeah, so basically he agreed to it and it was kind of like stranger danger. Like,
well, of course.
Isn't that kind of weird?
It is.
So he agreed to it. And then like a couple of days later, he said, I went to Korea. And then like, did the stuff with JYP, like the audition.
It wouldn't have worked if JYP wasn't an established like artist and company, to be honest, right?
Like,
because we know Twice and like Felix likes Twice, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like at least he knows, but it's like, yeah, you have to like verify this shit. Like how creepy is that to like get message on Facebook?
Yeah, because I feel like
I don't
we
even
get
freaking use my Facebook messages,
right? But I think back then, you know, yeah, it's more popular.
Thank
but
God.
Then the thing is, like, we get like a lot of random emails and like messages and stuff like, hey, like blah, 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 like check this out. We want you to be a part of this. And it seems like sus and stuff. So it's just like, I mean, he thought that it was like kind of weird at the time, but I mean, he went for it and obviously it worked out. They also reveal that their fave Australian animals. Well, Felix was like, Felix straight up said koala. Ooh. But then Bang Chan was like, and I'll say it in the way that he said it. Oh my God, no, there's so many. And then he's like, there's kookaburra. He said kookaburra first, which I was like, oh my God,
oh,
it's a
kookaburra.
Bird. Yeah, so he said kookaburra, wallaby, wombat, and then he went with platypus.
Oh,
because to be honest, there are a lot of cool Australian animals, to
and
be
there's
honest.
A lot of terrifying ones on the flip side that could murder you and kill you and bite with one bite or whatever.
Yeah. Also, they asked like Tim Tams or Vegemite.
Uh-oh. They're probably going to say Vegemite, huh?
Felix actually said, I have a huge sweet tooth.
Oh, Tim Tams. Okay.
And then
I love Tim Tams though, of course.
Bang Chan was like, Vegemite, because I'm a salty guy. That's what he
said. Oh, boy.
I pick Vegemite also.
Such a dad.
After that.
I'm with Felix. Tim Tams all the way. Mm-hmm. Just because when I had Vegemite, that was eating like thick
soy sauce. It's delicious.
On
butter. Butter.
That was weird. Mm. Butter.
Also, like from the Melbourne show, there was this one fan cam where Changbin actually goes up to the barricade. And he's like standing on it.
That's pretty cool.
And people
badass.
Were trying to touch him.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Hands off my man, guys.
Did they touch him? They did, huh?
No, like most of the people were like pretty good. Like they were just filming him. But there was this one person that kept trying to like grab his muscles. And like
That was me, Haley, this whole time.
People in the comments were like, hands to yourself. Like, why are you touching him? But the thing is like, I don't know. Like the idols do that. And if they didn't want to be touched, they wouldn't go near you.
Yeah, they wouldn't. Yeah.
Or like. But he was allowing it, obviously. But people still respected it and didn't, like, touch him. But there was, like, some people that were just going for it. Han also went down and like, was, like, walking around barricade as well. And people were, like, giving him high fives and everything like that.
Oh, they actually... That's pretty cool. People
yeah,
gave him
and
high.
I'm, like, sad because, like, obviously now COVID's not over. But then it's, like, they don't really care as much. But then when they were touring when we got barricade,
don't remind me.
We still had to wear masks. Like, it was required to wear masks. And then, like...
They wouldn't come close.
They
or,
wouldn't
like,
come close. They couldn't take phones.
They took phones the first time.
In New York.
And then...
and they got sick.
Yeah.
They got COVID. So after that...
I just remember Hyunjin. I was like, he's like the one that got it, right?
And Lino.
And Lino.
Yeah, so after that, they were like... Mm. So I feel like now they're more free. Obviously, to do anything and touch people, I guess. But also there's
I'm gonna work out so I get to the barricade and I want Changbin and
just
I to touch
flex.
each other's biceps.
Okay,
that's gonna be my goal.
Okay, touch my bicep, Changbin.
Touch mine and I'll touch yours.
And
ooh.
Then like you should put your his name on your biceps, like when you flex you should have his Changbin.
Chang and then bin on the other
or Changbini maybe. Also, there's going to be a new Stray Kids code, which is similar to Run BTS and Time to Twice. This Thursday, it's been actually a long time since they filmed one. It's been 3 months.
Ooh, oh, that's a while.
Yeah, so the last episode was actually that one where they were in the pool having all those games.
Well, I think it's just because, I mean, JYP group schedules are nuts,
yeah,
to be
honest.
Yeah,
they're crazy. I'm surprised that they even still put out these. But then, to be honest, BTS was always... busy and they put
they
out
still did it.
Run BTS every Thursday.
Yeah, I don't. But then, like,
or
for some
Wednesday.
Reason, the scheduling for HYBE is crazy too. Like Big Hit when they did it, it's just like, mm-hmm. like you saw how much content we got when everyone was in the military.
Yeah.
So they pre-filmed so
yeah,
much
they
stuff,
filmed so much.
And I feel like it's the same thing with like these JYP groups too. Like,
yeah.
It like we didn't even talk about it, but it was funny because like during Time to Twice, it's like. Gio's tanned as fuck. She's like super tan.
Yeah, she's really tan.
Super tan. And then like on the other flip side is like Mina and Chaeyoung are like super like light and like ghosts. And yeah. Chaewon is like Chaeyoung is like super skinny right now too.
She's
like
got
worried.
Really tiny.
But oh, you know another thing I forgot to mention too. Like when we're talking about Rose, her she was found and spotted with her bag, and on her bag, one of the accessories was Chaeyoung's lovely.
Yeah, so
which is like
BFF,
which is like twice as like you know their mascots. Japanese mascots, the cute ones, because it was a red one. And that's obviously Chaeyoung's.
Yeah.
And I mean, Chaeyoung and Chaeyoung, because Rose's real name is Chaeyoung also. They're really close friends. They're good. They're BFFs, like Haley said. So it's nice to see, like, you know, Blink and once Blunt. Is that what we're called?
Also, like, speaking of Rose again, we did watch, like, one of those interviews. Was it with Vogue or something? I don't know.
Oh,
where she was
cooking. Yeah, yeah.
She did, like, clarify that she was born in New Zealand, but she grew up in Australia. So New Zealand is like her hometown, but then she has more of an Aussie accent because she grew up in Australia.
In Australia. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I think, yeah, because like even Jenny, too, when she was young, she grew up there.
Right. That's why they kind of had like this.
It's like a
mixed
different
accent.
Yeah, it's a different type of. It's a unique.
It's
accent.
Like some of their. It's kind of similar to mine. It's like some of their words sound Australian, but some of them sound. I don't even know what. Like it has like
it
a
has
twang.
Like a weird like. Yeah. British twang. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it, right? So yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. Hope all of you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for tuning in. As always, every week, we are here, the Permission to Stand podcast. We're available on pretty much all podcast streaming platforms, or at least like 90% of them. And Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And if you want to message us, please send your DMs there.
Yes. And yeah, I mean, if any of you are going to the MAMA LA Awards or know someone, just let us know too, because I mean, it's just interesting to know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so thank you everyone for tuning in. As always, to the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.